It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and white. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Dustin Hawkinsmith. Across the table from me is Mr. Greg Pickle. How we doing, Greg?
Good.
We're still good?
Doing well. Rocking and rolling and waiting for the AAF to come back to our lives.
Can't wait for that. But until then, this is quarter number three. We are looking at different segments of the 2019 recruiting class. And this segment, we are going to take a look at the running backs. And just like the quarterbacks that we talked about earlier, they did a great job recruiting, bringing in 2 4-stars. The first one, Noah Kane, 5'10", 208, 4-star from Florida, and he is enrolling early. And the other is Devin Ford, 5'11", 195, 4-star from Virginia, who, and I think this is important for the running backs, he is not enrolling early.
Right.
So, first of all, pretty good haul for running backs.
Yeah, no question. I mean, anytime you can get 2 4-star backs in the same cycle, Jim, you have to jump up and down with joy. I mean, it doesn't happen often. And for Penn State, they're now emulating the model that Georgia's had so much success with, which is get 2 or more really highly regarded running backs in each class and just let them fight it out for the job. You know, it goes back to the old Craig Fitzgerald, Dwight Gault saying of iron sharpens iron and all that kind of stuff. And you're going to end up with at least 1 really good back and maybe 2 if you're lucky with the way development and everything works out. So they have 2 really, really good ones here. I like Noah Canning. Penn State fans are really going to like him too. He's a little bit outgoing, a little bit. He has a personality much like KJ Hamler. I think that's a fair comparison. Devin Ford's a little bit more reserved, but has some personality in his own right. So good one, good haul here for Penn State. Couldn't really ask for much better. 2 top guys in the country, top 100 players. And for the Lions, they now have to find a way to get them involved. The good news is with Miles Sanders moving on, they now have Ricky Slade, Devin Ford, Noah Kane as, you know, all former 4 and/or 5-star recruits, depending on where you look. And then they have Journey Brown as a little bit of a change of pace guy as well.
Well, and that's, again, in contrast to quarterbacks where you could only play one, I think Georgia really established the model playing not one, not two, but actually 3 quarterbacks at one point. I believe it was in 2017. Mm-hmm. And they were 3 very good running backs. And I believe Kane and Ford have already talked to each other and have talked about how they're both going to play as a combo. They're going to dominate. But maybe you could talk to our listeners a little bit. They're different types of runners, these two guys, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly are. So you pull up the stats and you look at what these guys did in high school, and you quickly find that both of them are capable of being effective out of the slot and in terms of being used as a receiver, but both of them can do some running between the tackles as well. So I really like this haul for Penn State. Ford checks in at a little bit thinner, I guess you would say. He's not quite – like Noah Kane's a thick guy. You look at him and he just – looks like he could run you over. And Noah Kane looks a little bit more like a guy who maybe runs around you a little bit size-wise. Ford, 5'11", 195. Noah Kane, if I can read my notes
here. Yeah, I got him.
Yeah, you got
5'10", 208.
Exactly. So, you know, Ford is a little bit of a lighter guy, but I think all said and done, they'll end up looking pretty close to the same in pads.
Well, did you see Kane down in Florida?
I did, yeah.
And I saw some of the pictures. Oh, my God. And I think they have those practice shirts,
yeah.
Shorts, and they give them all extra smalls.
Right, yeah.
This kid's thick.
He is. He's really well put together. You know, not that Devin Ford had a bad strength and conditioning program at Stafford, because I think they have one of the better ones in Virginia in the Mid-Atlantic, but IMG's just a different beast. Those kids go there for the select and sole reason of playing football. They, of course, get an education and a degree as well, but let's be honest. I mean, they're pumping money in that football program. Everything's state of the art. All the coaches are top of the line. You know, sometimes at these high schools, you end up with, you know, a guy that used to play college football and, you know, does the weight program. And it's not that it's bad, but when you have someone that's on the staff paid to do that, it's obviously going to be a little bit better. And he has certainly reaped the benefits of that.
He definitely has. You are listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show. Segment number two, where we're talking about our running backs, is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. And what a great deal Mark has over there for the blue-white game. Tell you what, for our Keystone Kickoff listeners, he's giving RVs at $350 for the weekend. That's a fantastic deal. You arrive Friday, you can stay through Sunday, free shuttle bus to the game. Remember, free admission into the game. You get some 409 tailgate meal. You even get some Labatt beer on the ride over to the game. You can't beat that, can you, Greg?
No, no. I'll take it anywhere. But on the way to Beaver Stadium's a pretty good darn place to be. That's up there on the list.
I got to experience it. It's a lot of fun. They also are running a raffle here with our Keystone Kickoff listeners. If you go to the app on your phone, hit the button for the GoPSURV. All you do, give us your name, email address, and you'll be entered in the raffle. By the way, just send in one entry. However, we have had some folks, Greg, they figured out. Husband and wife could each send in an entry.
Ooh, there you go. Smart.
And we had yesterday 5 entries, same family, same last name, all different first names. So I guess they followed the rules.
That's right. Play the system with the rules you're given.
We are okay with that. We're talking about our two running back recruits for the 2019 season, Noah Kane, Devin Ford. And in contrast to the quarterback, the turnover, you had Saquon Barkley leave early. You had Miles Sanders leave early, both to go to the NFL. That helps recruiting the next cycle. So we're only looking at having these guys for a couple years if they fill that same schedule as Barkley and Sanders did. So these are two players who could go in thinking they've got a chance to play as true freshmen.
Right.
My question to you is, Greg, which one has the best chance to play? Who are we going to see first on the field, Kane or Ford?
Didn't know we were already at Take a Stand, Jim. You've snuck up on me with that.
I was actually, that is one of my questions in Take a Stand, but I couldn't help it. We're talking about him. I want to know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm always going to give the benefit of the doubt to the guy that played, enrolled at campus early, and that allowed him to play in spring practice and go through winter workouts and all that kind of stuff. So I lead with Kane just simply for that reason. Now, look, a good example of that not working out, Zach Kuntz and Pat Freiermuth, because Pat came in June, Zach was there in January, but Pat was the one that got on the field first and became one of the Big Ten's best young players. So it doesn't always have to work out that way, but just simply because of the fact that Kane's there early, we know both of these guys are pretty well advanced in their skill set, but you cannot underestimate the benefit of spring practice and the benefit of the winter workout and all of the things you get to get ahead on by getting to campus early. So that's why Kane's my pick.
Well, and there's also another part to this. You mentioned Zach Kuntz, Pat Freiermuth. Pat Freiermuth had the body to be ready to play.
Right.
And this is nothing derogatory to Devin Ford, and maybe I'm overstating what this guy looked like without pads on, but Noah Kane just looks like he's physically ready.
Right.
And has a very probably different style than Ricky Slade.
Right.
This guy looks like he could just pound you for a while.
Right.
And that would be an attractive way to add a second running back in along with Ricky Slade. Save him some of the wear and tear of running right into the middle of the defensive line. So if we're talking different style runners, where does that fit? Where does Journey Brown fit into the running back room?
Yeah, good question, because he's obviously a guy that came to Penn State as somebody who wasn't necessarily, he was another one of those late guys that we talked about earlier, one of the late gets closer to signing day that sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. I think the biggest thing for him was he had to basically relearn how to play running back because, Charles Huff was teaching one. So he was a track star and a very, very good football player, but he didn't necessarily have the refined running back skills you need to play at the college level and in the Big Ten. Well, Charles Huff was teaching him one way, then Charles Huff leaves, Jaywan Sider comes in. If you already have those skills, you can just tweak some things things and go. I think with Journey, the problem was he was sort of picking up all these things as he went, and it changed from one coach to another coach. So it sort of rebooted his career, not his career, but his style of play, if you will, when Jaywan Sider arrived. So I think the biggest thing with him is just to continue to make step forward. We saw some nice flashes from him, Jim, when he got on the field. I think you'd be wrong to dismiss what he's capable of doing in his career and coming up this season.
I think that's the case, too. And obviously the advantage of being there the extra year or two prior to these freshmen coming on board. The other part to this, and it was something I wanted to bring up in the quarterback discussion, is there an advantage to also bringing in at some of these star positions like quarterback and running back, the guy who doesn't expect to be the star.
Right.
A guy who is capable of being the backup, getting a handful of plays, being able to play on special teams, and he's still happy with that role.
Right.
And is there even an argument, going back to the quarterback discussion, for bringing in a quarterback like that, who's not the four-star who expects to play as a freshman, but the guy who is prepared to hold the clipboard?
Right.
And maybe get a chance by the time he's a senior and not until then.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question. I think that ultimately you need guys like that. Well, look, the one way to put it, Jim, is that you're going to have guys like that, right? I mean, you're going to be forced. Some guys just aren't going to be able to play right away. Some guys are going to be guys that need more time to develop. Some guys are going to be guys that they get there and they play right away. So you need... you're going to have guys like that, but sometimes they're obvious and they basically tell you who they're going to be. Good example from this past year, PJ Mustipher clearly was going to play day one. No question about it. Aeneas Hawkins, Judge Culpepper, two talented guys. You knew they needed probably a year to bulk up. So there was no uncertainty, and I think that helps sometimes when guys know that maybe some guys come in and there's a pressure to play immediately. Justin Shorter, I think, is a good example of that. Pressure to play immediately, then you get dinged up, things don't go so well. It might be tough mentally as a young guy, whereas, you know, there might be other guys that they come in and they know that they don't have to be the ones that play right away. They don't have to be the ones that are out there in the spotlight from the get-go. And I think that can help a player's development big time. So that could help Journey Brown here as well.
And I'll tell you what, at the running back position, you are so vulnerable also to injury. I actually think even with the two running backs, having just really the four running backs, right? Slade,
yeah.
Journey Brown, and the two freshmen, that's still kind of light in the running back room, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It is. And that's why I think you'll see. Well, C.J. Holmes is the one guy we always forget about.
That's right. I did forget about him.
He could be a receiver, though, too. So they could move him around based on where they think he's best to be put in this season.
All right, that's it for quarter number two. Stick with us. Quarter number three, we're going to make Greg take a stand.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.